I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it is time for the business side, our weekly deep dive into the world of business. This week, I'm with Mark Green, the executive editor of The Lane Report. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
The November edition of your publication has an in-depth article on cybersecurity and data hacks and ways Kentucky businesses can protect themselves. And I thought we might spend the next few minutes talking about it. This is a problem, you know, it's universal, but Kentucky companies are certainly at risk here.
Kentucky businesses do absolutely need to keep their guard up against this. We looked at specifically this month ransomware, and that is when a bad guy gets into your system. Really worrisome to know that they could be in there for weeks or months at a time, finding out where everything is and what your passwords and your keys to your data are. And then all of a sudden you'll pop up with a message saying all of your business data is encrypted. And if you want to get it back, you have to pay us. The big national ones get into the news, but they hit small businesses regularly, and they ask for smaller amounts of money, but this is an industry. You know, they can make a lot of money by collecting smaller sums from a lot of smaller businesses.
And I understand there's several Kentucky companies that could tell several horror stories about that.
There are indeed, you know, companies don't publicize this because, you know, it's damaging to your reputation and people will trust you less and not want to do business with you. But, you know, it's oftentimes not anything terribly bad that you did. It's just a matter of letting your guard down can let this happen. A community health center in Louisville had to pay, they paid $70,000 in Bitcoin, this cyber currency, to the hackers to unlock the data for their medical records on their 20,000 patients, and they had been locked out of their own data for almost 2 months and decided to pay. And you know, the stories that we've seen and reported on, you know, that these tend to be national, but you know, there was a municipality in Florida that paid its ransom last year, several hundred thousand dollars. Meanwhile, the city of Atlanta refused to pay its ransom, and it ended up costing it $17 or $18 million to fix the problem.
And this is going on more than people and companies want to let on, because as you mentioned, if it gets out that some of our data has been compromised and you have to, you know, disclose that to your customers, all of a sudden the trust level goes way down.
Yes, it does. And business is all about trust, just, you know, establishing a relationship with people and knowing that you can trust them to do what they say they're going to do. And, you know, that trust builds up over time. So this cybersecurity stuff is a constant ongoing issue that Kentucky businesses have to handle and manage. And it usually not high technical sophistication that you have to do, but it's you have to do your due diligence and put policies in place and just make sure that your employees and that you yourself are always on guard, that you don't click on that suspicious item.
Very, very few times would a legitimate company with a concern is going to communicate that to you via email. It's probably more like snail mail and things of that nature.
When you really have to make some immediate payment to the bank or whomever, a vendor. In the business world, these attacks will come in the guise of being one of your vendors, an invoice from somebody that you recognize. But you don't get just an email out of the blue as your first notice that you are behind on a payment that you have to make right now, or that you have to take some immediate action. You know, these things are done over the phone. They're done in person. They're done, you know, by a multi-step verification process. Unless it's your mother asking you to give you the money that you know in advance is expected and owed.
Yeah, and you said always keep your guard up. What are some of the do's and don'ts that are contained in this article? I mean, because you've talked to some cybersecurity experts here in Kentucky, what do they recommend?
Well, the IT business is really focused on this in Kentucky and elsewhere, and there are protection systems that they advise that you get. It's spam guards, it's firewalls, it's training. They do have tools that they recommend that you use, and they work, but you have to use them for them to work. And it's policies within your building and training for your employees. That's a big important part of it. So that they know not to take some thumb drive that somebody hands them from outside the company and plug it into their computer if it's unknown. Protect their passwords. But the companies do have tools in place. And then, despite our best efforts, you can get hit. So you need to have a backup set of data. That's one of the crucial steps too. You have to have a copy of your data that is in some form or physical place that the hacker can't get to encrypt. Otherwise, you're going to be trying to reconstitute everything so that you can get yourself back in business.
And this is a fascinating article, and if people want more information, of course, they can find it on your website at lanereport.com. But that's all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Mark Green. He is the executive editor of the Lane Report, and you can hear more of my conversation with him at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
Hey, you too, Alan. Always nice speaking with you.